Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We've got some major breaking news in the world of football. We will get into that here coming up in just a couple of minutes from now. That guy right over there is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox in for the great Chris Broussard here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show as always on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates wherever you are hanging out with us here. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we do it all live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who never takes a holiday off, Rob effin' Parker.
Rob Parker.
You know it, Jonas. Come on. It's always better with the cheddar. Remember that.
So that I thought you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Who would have known?
It's about comp days and more money.
Okay. Yes. For the next Antarctica cruise you go
on. Hey, I got two trips planned in 2021. God willing, I'm going to Russia, and I'm going to go to Australia for a second time. So I need days off. I need loot. I'm trying to make it happen. If everything is good, I don't know. What do you think? What are my chances of me going to Russia in August? You think by August I'll be able to make that trip or no?
Zero. Well, I don't
August,
know. I don't know
what the vaccine coming next week.
I mean, come on. Like, who knows? Honest to God. I mean, it depends on what website you read when it comes to the vaccine. But, I mean, I could see Russia possibly happening.
If not, Australia next Christmas, a year from now.
Oh, man, I heard Australia is a blast. But I heard
I went once. I want to go to the west coast of Australia, to Perth. I've been to the East Coast and Sydney and Melbourne, but I want to do the West Coast, so I'm looking forward to it.
I hear they got spiders the size of duffel bags in Australia. Like
they just
walk around. Like you open up the door and there's a spider doing bicep curls in the kitchen, just hanging out. Just hanging out, and you wouldn't do a damn thing about it. That's the problem.
It will be some adventure, but I can't wait.
Yeah, we've got a major breaking story in the world of football, Rob Parker. This is a big one, a huge one that just dropped a short time ago. Utah State up 6-3 over New Mexico.
Would
your
you
thoughts?
Stop? That's not
your
the
thoughts
news.
on this yeah. Mountain West Classic, Rob
yeah, you
Parker?
Are, you are, yes, and they're both 0-4. Is that right?
Yes,
is
that's
that,
right. That's right.
Yes, there you go.
All right. So Lamar Jackson, as reported by the NFL Network and others, has tested positive for COVID-19. He is out of this weekend's matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if you remember, this was a game that was supposed to be taking place tonight. This was going to be the third of three Thanksgiving games. There was a coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak at the Baltimore facility. Several players got it. They made the decision to move the game back. The Pittsburgh Steelers were bothered by this, but nonetheless, if this game happens this weekend, Lamar Jackson will not be there for Baltimore.
It's a big blow because, you know what, Jonas? They're already, if the season had ended already, they wouldn't make the playoffs. And now you're telling me that he's not going to play Sunday against the 10-0 Steelers and you're not going to have your starting quarterback and they could lose another game. And this could be disastrous if they lose that football game.
And now Adam Schefter is reporting that, and this from Schefter just literally less than a minute ago, that there were four more positive tests from players that came in today. One source told Adam Schefter that it's becoming more difficult to imagine Sunday's game being played. So here, this is where this is all of a sudden turning into a real conversation. Because to me, you've got a couple of different options. You can either have an 18th week in the regular season, or you can have an extra playoff team in each conference.
Or you could just go by winning percentage and not by games. That's what baseball did.
Yeah, no, you could do that as well, too, if that were. And to me, that would be, all right, there's no possible way we can get any more games in, but that would also be a possibility because If this game just can't be, the later we get, the less flexibility we have in the season because of the bye week. So if this
Jonas, this is the NFL's fault because, to be honest, when they decided to go forward with the schedule, they were so greedy that they wanted all 16 games. They could have abbreviated. Baseball played 60 out of their normal 162, right? NFL could have said, we're going to play a 12-game season, which they used to play, Jonas, right? And yeah. We'll have weeks so that we can make up games. The idea or the notion that there wouldn't be games canceled or delayed or postponed because of COVID is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would agree. Here's what I actually would have done instead of that. I would have given each team 2 bye weeks. Because then you've got real flexibility. Then you've got an extra week. You're still going to get your same number of games, but you've got some wiggle room. As it stands right now, the Steelers are pissed. And the Steelers were pissed because they lost their bye week. The Steelers had a bye week in the middle of the season. It was the perfect spot for a bye week. Because of the Titans outbreak earlier this season, Pittsburgh had to move their bye week up to week 4. And then they looked at this game as a mini bye week because they were going to play at home on a short week and they were going to get a week and a half off and they were looking forward to it. That's why the Pittsburgh players were pissed off that the game was postponed until Sunday because they felt like they were getting the shaft again. So now as it stands, Pittsburgh almost has to have that first round bye because if Pittsburgh doesn't get the first round bye and it only goes to one team this year, then the way that it works out now is that Pittsburgh would have to play 14 consecutive weeks. The first round of the playoffs would be 14 weeks of football in a row. Rob, that's almost unheard of.
I get it, and it's not fair, but this is fluid. This is where we are.
I know.
Do you remember watching when the Marlins had the first 2 or 3 weeks off of the baseball season?
Yeah, but nobody cares about baseball. Yeah, but that's nobody cares about baseball.
Okay, what am I thinking? You know,
how dare you? No, but I agree. And this is one of those, it's not going to be perfect for everybody, but Baltimore is dealing with it so heavily right now that the likelihood of this game happening on Sunday isn't looking too hot right now. And if it is, it's going to be, you know, a B or C team squad that's going to be out there. And I'm sure Baltimore would much rather either postpone the game or push the game back. I don't know if Monday is a possibility. I don't know if Tuesday even makes much of a difference. So now what are the options? Do you just make a week 18 and push the playoffs back an extra week and give the Steelers a bye? I don't know where you go from here or what the plan is, which is why the idea of an extra playoff team has been thrown out there. What baseball did, I thought was fantastic. The extra playoff games, the 3-game series that they rolled out there, that was a lot of fun. Whether it's here to stay, I don't know. I'm okay with going back to the old way. But for this year, why not try some things?
I agree. I mean, trying things because it's fluid, you know, of what's happened in COVID. I got all that.
And you never know what you end up doing that you look at and go, you know, that was actually a pretty good idea. I mean, there was a lot of people. You remember baseball back when they introduced the wild card game? There were so many people that didn't want any part of that. They wanted no part of it. And then it took about 2 seasons and everyone looked around and said, this is pretty awesome. All right, these games are awesome. It's great for baseball. You saw what the Nationals did with that wild card game. They came back in that game. Was it against Milwaukee a couple of years ago?
Nope.
And ran the table the rest of the playoffs. I think the NFL should just add an 8th team to the postseason, understand that teams are getting the shaft in certain situations, add an 8th team. And if you want to make it to where you go back to the first 2 seeds getting a bye to kind of placate to the Steelers, whatever. But I just don't know what options you have other than just canceling this game altogether. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I think if you're Baltimore, you're pushing for this game to be canceled. I mean, am I right?
You don't have
your quarterback. You got all these other players out. You can't afford to lose the game.
Yes.
Like you can't.
And they're in a must-win situation for Pitt. And also, look, Pittsburgh at this point wants to play because they realize what they're going to be getting in Baltimore. It's going to be a bunch of backups. I think, is RG3 still the backup in Baltimore?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
yep.
So you're going to be getting a bunch of backups.
So we might see an RG3 sighting if they do play that game.
So this is where, if you're Pittsburgh, you hope the game is played. If you're Baltimore, no, because you pointed out, man, Baltimore's not in a really good spot right now. Like they that loss last week, and there's been a couple of close losses this season for Baltimore. They're in a tough spot, especially in the AFC, when you've got a bunch of teams down towards the bottom. You mentioned it. As it stands right now, they're outside of the playoffs looking in. The Raiders are ahead of them. The Browns are ahead of them. The Titans are ahead of them. And the Titans have the tiebreaker because right. they won that game a week ago. So if you're Baltimore, you would rather this game just get pushed off and postponed. Not canceled, but postponed. So if you have to win it, at least you come back healthy. If I'm the NFL and I'm looking around, what a pain in the ass to try and figure this whole thing out.
Yep. It was not done with any foresight that there would be cancellations and that they would have to be able to juggle. And you're right, whether it was two bye weeks or just the notion of not playing as many games to leave some leeway so that games could be made up. Because yeah. we knew this was coming. Jonas, didn't we?
Yeah, you had to expect something like this was going to happen. I mean, look, you want to know what a weird year it is? Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19. And one of the first reactions that some people had was, well, I thought you could only get it once. Because right. people forgot that the first time he got it was a false positive.
Right.
So now this time it turns out to be the real thing. And so he's going to miss the Iron Bowl. It's a crazy year. It's like when the Pittsburgh Steelers come out and they're complaining as much as they are, I get why they're complaining.
Yeah, it's tone deaf yes. to where we are, man.
What did you want the league to do? What were they supposed to do? Still play the game anyways and risk? If the league would have gone through with this game tonight, Lamar Jackson would have found out right before kickoff that he tested positive for COVID. Is that what the Steelers wanted? Just right. so they could have a mini bye week? I'm sorry, you did get the shaft. I totally acknowledge that. But there's not a lot at this point in the season the league can do, which is why I'm wondering, what is the plan moving forward? We've heard about the extra playoff team in each conference. We've heard about extending. And then also there's this. February, the window of February is kind of flexible for the NFL to where if need be, they can push the Super Bowl back.
Can they?
Yeah, in February. Those dates have been made available, and they're able to push those days back.
I always thought that the Super Bowl was locked in and couldn't be moved. I didn't know they could move the Super Bowl.
That's what I had heard, that there is some flexibility. Here's what and this is something that I threw out there, and you tell me what you think of this, all right? If you push the Super Bowl back 1 week, guess what day that falls on?
Valentine's Day?
Yes, Valentine's Day, which means you have a get out of doing something you don't want to do card, all right, and for free. Sorry, honey, I can't take you out. I got to watch the Super Bowl. All right, so instead of having to go spend $2,000 on some crummy steak at some steakhouse that you had gift cards for from 2 years ago that Chris found in the back of a pocket on a flight.
Hello? Are you talking about me?
You can, instead of doing that, not only do you get the Super Bowl on Valentine's Day, but the day after is President's Day, and there's a lot of places that are closed, so people would have the day off after the Super Bowl, the Monday off right after the Super Bowl, which so many people have been clamoring for. So it's not the worst case situation in the world, but here we are. Welcome to 2020, Rob.
But the only problem is we still have six more weeks, and with this thing surging, how many more games? Do you run out of time? Well, you know what I mean, Jonas? At some point, you're just canceling one or two games now. What if there's four next week and three more the following week? Now we're talking about March? If you're pushing it back.
Yeah, listen, and Rob, come on, you got to get your priorities straight. It's all about the Steelers and their mini bye.
Like, yes,
come on,
despite everybody being out of work and right. sick and people dying, it's about them having
yes.
Their game, and they were mad because it was national television.
Of course.
And they were mad because they yes. were going to get a three-day weekend by playing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Hello.
And Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't make his umpteenth TikTok video on live television. Yeah, God forbid. did. All right, he's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox. This is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, so your thoughts. What is the best solution for the NFL moving forward? Do you want an extra playoff team? Would you rather see an additional week extended and a team getting another bye? How do you fix this problem in the NFL? 877-99 on Fox. The phone number, 877-996-6369. It's The Odd Couple. Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. Stick and stay.
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Sounds like my wedding. It is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard here on Fox Sports Radio.
I am the slut at Fox Sports Radio.
In 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we are going to talk to a Super Bowl champion about some of the big matchups in the NFL this weekend, plus the breaking news out of the NFL. Lamar Jackson has tested positive for COVID-19. The game this weekend against Pittsburgh is up in the air, so we will be catching up with a Super Bowl champion for that coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. Rob Parker, we were talking about this situation, the Lamar Jackson situation here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, and we were trying to figure out what's the solution, right? What's the solution? So we have a couple of individuals who think that they might have a solution for us as far as how the NFL should handle this. So if you're open to it, I mean, you want to hear from some of the loyal listeners here on Fox Sports Radio?
Yes, sir. I'll go to a couple of these calls. And 877-99 on Fox is the number. And Jonas, coming back, that was, did you know what music that was?
Yeah, it's from my wedding.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was the Green Hornet, the theme from the Green Hornet on a TV theme song Thursday, which just happens to be Thanksgiving. All right.
Well, you know, you got a little bit of a Latin flair to it.
It does. Yeah, with the horns, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Doc Mike in Chicago. You're on The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving, Doc Mike.
Same to you. Thanks for
there
taking my call.
You got the doc.
Yeah, I'm waiting for 1 o'clock when I get on Ben's show. All the legends, all those alcoholics.
Yes. So,
what's up, Doc?
This thing goes back to training. And I've been training professional athletes for over 20 years, okay? And it's the same throughout the league. All these injuries, I guess this year it's just like a leprosy out there of injuries, from what I understand. I just finished listening to the Washington and Dallas game on Fox. By the way, I want to thank all your suits up there for putting Fox on Sirius Radio free for, I don't know, another couple of weeks or something like that. Maybe
yes.
Up till Christmas.
Yeah.
I thank them. But you know what I'd like them to do is get off their wallet and put another, what do you call that, when you go into a town with your broadcasting?
Affiliates?
Yeah.
Another affiliate?
Yeah, their affiliate.
You know, Ben's been banned in Chicago since he did his 6 months, 6 months on the Score 20 years ago. And I was on there every night reading off adverse reactions to steroids because I'm a trainer. And this is one of the worst things you can do. The training table and steroids. And the training table, if they've got any type of refined sugar on their pop, bread, salad dressings, ketchup, mustard, and so on, these athletes are going in the toilet.
Hey, it's Doc, yes. How should they handle this Lamar Jackson situation? You want them to have an extra playoff team this year? You want them to postpone the game altogether?
Well, should they just go by, you know, whatever games are lost, you go by winning percentage instead of record?
Absolutely. They got to do whatever they got to do. I mean, we just got done with this election.
Well
you
said.
Know.
Well said there by the great Doc Mike in Chicago. Well said.
All right. What about Joseph
nice
in
job,
Indiana?
Rob.
How's that?
Nice
Are
job.
Are you doing all right?
Joseph, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. Well, for the solution, I think they can just give an extra bye week, like two
extra playoff team and an extra like 3 weeks before the playoffs so the guys get the rest up.
Extra 3 weeks? How long do you want the season to go?
I mean, extra football's good in my opinion.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is you can't push it that far, and we appreciate the call. You can't push it that far back. I don't know about you,
Joseph,
Rob Parker.
Sounds like he wants extra fries with his meal. You know,
I don't know.
Extra's good.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I'll just say this: I'm not really interested. As much as I love the NFL, I'm not interested in having the Super Bowl on St. Patty's Day.
No,
just not interested.
And you know what? as far back as they pushed. The NBA, it got hurt in the summer, right? Everybody thought, oh, you put the NBA on whenever you want. It didn't work, did it?
Yeah, how'd that work?
It didn't work.
Yeah, so, look, it's a tricky situation. Obviously, it's not an ideal situation, but, you know, this is why, you know, we asked, do you have any solutions out there? Does anybody have any ideas? And I thought we just heard two really, really great ones there, Rob Parker. Nice job.
I'm not so sure about that. What about Manuel in Gardenia? My man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hold on.
Happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Hey, this is a second. You tried to claim Steve DeSager. Now you're going to try to claim the great Manuel in Gardena.
Yes.
How dare
Happy
you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Jonas, and my brother from another mother, Rob Parker. I have a great solution for you, Rob. My solution is pay me my wings, brother. You owe me wings from the Lakers and the Clippers series, and
I owe you wings, and I'll take care of you. Yeah. So make sure you hang on, and Lee will take your information.
Yeah, right.
I'm a man of my word.
I know you are, Rob Parker, and I love you, baby. But my solution is, hey, man, the powers that be need to just get sponsors in order and make it happen. It's real simple, right? Because all of us know money talks in sports. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I get it. It seems like it's an easy thing to figure out, but it's not, because you're now impacting all these other. Should Baltimore just have to forfeit the game? Like, that's one of the other ones that's been thrown out there. You remember when Tennessee had the outbreak that they had, and the thought was, well, Tennessee should have to forfeit their games. Man, not everybody's intentionally getting COVID. You know, like, some people are touching door handles, or they come in contact with somebody they didn't mean to. Like, there's still so much about this we don't understand. The idea that you're going to punish teams because they have a COVID outbreak, I think, is ridiculous. If one person, you know, pumps gas and forgets to wash their hands afterwards and brings it into the facility, they shouldn't have to forfeit games. This is all about coming up with solutions.
I agree.
How do you come up with a solution?
Unless there's somebody out there just being reckless. But you can, Jonas, be trying to do the right thing and think
exactly.
You're doing it right and still
exactly.
Wind up getting it. I'm serious.
I didn't even like how bad the Raiders were punished, like financially for the mask wearing stuff that went on. I mean, they got punished, what, $1.2 million for that? Like, that seemed a bit harsh. I just think this is a time where the NFL and teams, but also the NFL, need to be a little bit flexible and a little bit understanding to the difficult situations that a lot of people are in. All right, it is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. Coming up next, we are going to discuss this exact situation with a Super Bowl champion and current Fox NFL analyst. That's coming up next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard here on FSR and doing it live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we are going to have Shop Talk. Thanksgiving Shop Talk, a very controversial topic, Thanksgiving related, that everybody can be involved in. That's yours 15 minutes from now. Right now, he is a Super Bowl champion, a Fox NFL analyst. He is Greg Jennings joining us here on FSR.
Greg
Jennings. I had a buddy who told me one time, I asked him, he said, it goes like this. When someone's really shredded, they're tore up like a bad report card. That's what Greg Jennings is. He's tore up like a bad report card, and he's with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Greg, Jonas in for Chris alongside Rob Parker. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, Jonas. Rob,
Happy Turkey Day. And now,
yes, sir.
Look, we hate to start off with a little bit of downer news, but the news that came out a short time ago, Lamar Jackson testing positive for COVID-19. He's out for this weekend's game against the Steelers. This is a game that was supposed to be taking place right now. It gets moved back to Sunday. Now it's looking more and more unlikely that it's going to take place on Sunday. How would you handle this if you were the NFL, Greg? Would you still play the game? Would you push it back to a week 18? How would you handle this situation?
You know, this is it's tough. It's tricky because when you think about not allowing fans, and some stadiums have fans and some don't, you're relying on the TV audience. And one draw is Lamar Jackson, a huge draw of why we watch the Ravens and why a lot of fans watch the Ravens, to see what he's going to do. What special something is he going to provide? And so when you're the league and you're deciding whether or not to play these games or to fall back, it's a tough situation because you want the guys to play, but you also want the stars to have the opportunity to play. And so I honestly don't know what I would do if I was the league.
Greg, the Lions got blown out by the Texans today. I know the Lions were missing players. They had players out, and they were shorthanded. But still, just another – I don't want to say piss poor, but I'm sorry. But another bad outing by the Detroit Lions.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm sorry about that. I really didn't want to say that word, but it came out anyway. But what do you do there, Greg? Like, we've been through this. Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, you know, Matthew Stafford's there. Been there 11 years. They have no playoff wins. What do you do to fix this? It's bad enough we have to watch this every Thanksgiving. But this is in a league filled with parity and built so that other teams can move up quickly and doesn't take 5 years to get good again, right? Why are the Lions still here, and what can be done?
I mean, it's so tough, Rob, because having called a few of their games this year, they're like they find ways to lose. And, I mean, I've never seen a team as consistent at finding ways to lose like I have with the Lions, growing up watching them and obviously playing against them for years and now covering them. They have talent. Like every national football team in this league, it has talent. And for whatever reason, they haven't found the right chemistry between coaching staff. I take that back. I believe they did have it. With Jim Caldwell, I believe they had it.
And they couldn't wait to run him out of town.
Exactly. And they pulled the trigger too soon. And now it's just coming back to haunt them.
Greg Jennings joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. This is The Odd Couple. Greg, what is it like at this point in the season? Because I've talked to other guys about this. Just the difference between this point in the season, you got about a month or so left, being on a team that's headed for the postseason and one that's clearly not.
It's the mindset. The approach of how you go about your work every day. It's not the games. Anyone can get up for a game, but it's walking into that facility. If you're on a losing team, it's hard to wake up and know you're going to go through those meetings, the same redundant protocol every single day, on top of all the new protocol that they have to deal with getting tested and all these things every single day, repeated times throughout the day. It's mentally, it's draining. But when you're on a team and you know you have a chance, you're still excited. You still have some type of fire, some buzz that is created throughout, that is going throughout the locker room. But when you're losing, that is gone. And now it's really, to be honest, Jonas, is every guy is trying to figure out, okay, can I make the Pro Bowl still, or can I? It's kind of you're starting to look at your own individual stats and what you can do to either provide more padding. I'm being dead honest.
No, it's great.
No, I get it. Right.
You know, and I've heard somebody, I forget who it was, a former player told me, they said the worst thing that happens is when you're on a bad team and you get injured in like week 16 or 17 before the offseason. Because all you want to do is just go on vacation healthy. And then yes. when you got to rehab an injury to start out your offseason after a losing season, it's the worst.
Yes, I agree.
Hey, that fake punt by the Cowboys today wasn't ugly, Greg. It was fugly. What was that? Really, Greg? Like, as bad as the Cowboys season has been, really? What are they doing in Dallas? Is that Mike McCarthy's fault? Whose fault is that?
Look, so, Rob, one thing I know is when it's bad, it's all bad. it's interesting because, you know, you're trying to find any way possible to kind of spark your team, to ignite them, to get extra downs and just get one little strike of fire, to just see it, a glimmer of hope. And when that goes that bad, it's almost like, look, let's just play for whatever draft pick, the highest draft pick we can get, and I get it. Guys aren't gonna go out there and not compete, but guys won't play together, and that's the problem that you're gonna see with the Cowboys. Is guys aren't gonna stay together. They're gonna be going out there on their own accord, trying to make plays and go do above and beyond of what's being asked.
Hey, Greg, let me squeeze in a follow-up on the other side of the ball, Washington. And Alex Smith, 2 years ago, his leg was destroyed. Dude, it's look at where he is, and he's won a couple of games now for Washington. I mean, he's not putting up spectacular numbers or anything like that, but he's serviceable, he's playing for them, and they're winning a few games. It's a great story.
It really is. And when you think about 2020 and all the cons, this is a pro. This is a positive. This is something that you just gravitate to. The story, like you said, his stats aren't just lighting it up, but he's back on the field after going through what we all saw and just the fight to get back out there. And for him to be doing this and giving this team a spark, giving his team a quarterback that is smart enough, that's not going to turn the ball over, that's going to do things the right way, it's definitely helped him out. I love Alex Smith personally. Off the field, he's a phenomenal guy, one of those guys that you just root for on and off the field.
Greg Jennings, last one for me here for you on Fox Sports Radio. He is Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champ, Fox NFL analyst here on FSR. Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. It is The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, another disappointing performance. Now they've got a massive
game this weekend
against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And I know, and I wanted to ask you this question because Rob's going to play favoritism to Tom. He's actually got a Tom Brady wind-up toy on his desk doing the show. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. But nonetheless, what has concerned you in some of these primetime games when it comes to Brady and sort of the inability to connect with those guys offensively?
Well, I think what's concerning is kind of the inability or maybe them not wanting it when it comes to coaching staff, Bruce Arians and Tom, of really making this offense a collective deal. Tom Brady has never thrived, especially the last few years, throwing the ball down the field. He's been a dink and dunk, get the ball out of my hands, not get pressure. And now you have not only a quarterback that's being asked to do more than just dink and dunk, but throw the ball downfield. You got receivers that want to go down the field, and eventually they're going to start getting frustrated because they're not getting that same opportunity. And you got so many guys that you're trying to spread the wealth to, but your main guy has been inconsistent, and that's Tom Brady. That's just a fact. Like, he's been inconsistent. He knows it. He has been good, but he has been really bad when he's been bad. And And that's what they couldn't account for. They didn't expect that.
He's Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst. You can get him on Twitter, at Greg Jennings. Greg, always good stuff. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Stay well, buddy.
It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard alongside the great Rob Parker here on FSR. Coming up next, it is a very controversial topic. It is Thanksgiving related, and you can be a part of it. Find out what it is next here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard here on FSR. Coming up, we'll call it top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker wants to ruin an NFL tradition. He wants to take a bulldozer to it, a sledgehammer, a tire iron, whatever you want, a tradition in the NFL Rob Parker wants to ruin here. And we will do that here coming up in about 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio from these Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, are you ready for a little shop talk here?
Let's do it.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Well, Jonas, that's a great lead into today's Shop Talk. And speaking of taking crowbars to traditions and doing things differently and trying to ruin everything that we know and love, we all know that 2020 has been a lot different for us. And as we like to do in Shop Talk, we like to take you outside of the world of sports and show you we're otherworldly gentlemen. So, guys, I thought of no better way since yesterday we started about our favorite dishes and things you look forward to with Thanksgiving. I want to ask the both of you this question and see what you have. So, guys, if I gave you your ideal way to spend Thanksgiving, would it be the traditional way, which is family, turkey, gobble, gobble? Where's that drop at? There we go. Or would you do
that?
All I know is it says turkey, and I just see him turkey.
It's the stall after Rob had a plate of wings.
Oh, no.
No, that's the stall after I had a veggie burger.
Oh, shots fired. Points off. We were keeping points. So, guys, what is your ideal way to spend Thanksgiving? Is it the traditional way, or do you have your own special way you like to do it? Let's go with you, Rob.
Well, normally I've worked every Thanksgiving for the last 25 years. I really have, and not just on the radio, but I worked in Detroit for 20 years, and I always covered the Lions Thanksgiving Day game. And then I would come home or whatever, or be invited to people's houses to have dinner, or people bring me a plate. So mine has always kind of been, since I've been a professional, you know, like disjointed. I really haven't been into the going somewhere and watching football and kicking back or anything like that. And it's fine. I'm cool with it. Thanksgiving is just also a good time to be thoughtful and thankful about what's going on, not just the food.
I've worked every holiday for about the past 10 years or so. So I'm just used to it at this point, and it's not complaining at all. We're lucky to get to do what we do. So I'm all good with it. And it's, you know, you just kind of base your Thanksgiving around your work schedule. So I knew I was working at this time. So we had a little something with the family before. And then I've got to go do stop by or, you know, see a couple of the in-laws, later on. It just depends on how we're feeling about things. And, you know, we just go from there. Nothing too traditional.
But I do want to ask one thing. And Alex, help me out.
So
the vegan people during Thanksgiving, do they eat a fake turkey and fake stuffing and fake
yams? Hold on.
What do you guys have, bubblegum and Doritos?
Like what are you eating?
Well, those would be the ones where bones break faster than normal people, as you read the article. No, actually, we kind of eat the same stuff. We just substitute. So we use different things. We don't use eggs, milk, and yada, yada. We just use other stuff. Almond milk, you can use it. I mean, it's not tough. You can find different things.
Jonas, I said this yesterday. You weren't on the show, but, Alex is so serious about this. He was invited to a Thanksgiving dinner, and he brought Band-Aids for the turkey.
Little Oh my God.
Gets better every time, Rob. Though, you are right. Some people have tofurkeys and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Rob, you have it. By the way, I will say this. My sister is a vegan, and she does a, I forget what it's called.
It's a cauliflower you talked about, right?
No. There's the buffalo cauliflower, but there's also the field roast. You ever had field roast?
No.
It's unbelievable. I'm not even kidding you. And it's vegan. So who knows? I don't know if I'm going to be alive much longer. We'll see.
Odd couple.